Good morning again on Friday the 25th of September. This is Morning Ireland on RTE Radio 1 with Brian Dobson and Gavin Jennings. The news is read by Vivian Traynor.
The Acting Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, will today discuss with his Northern Ireland counterpart the increased rates of the COVID-19 virus in County Donegal and measures to reduce travel between the two jurisdictions. Level 3 restrictions for all of Donegal aimed at bringing the spread of the virus under control will come into effect from midnight. Laura Hogan reports.
Donegal now has the highest rate of COVID-19 in the country, with the Stranorlar Lifford electoral area recording an incidence rate of 336 cases per 100,000 of the population. Just over the border, Derry and Strabane have the highest rates of the virus in Northern Ireland. Under level 3 restrictions, people in Donegal are asked not to leave the county. Last night, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin spoke with the First and Deputy First Ministers about a need for policy to reduce travel between the two jurisdictions, except for work, education or other exempted purposes. Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ronan Glynn has said the virus does not care about borders, and it's not surprising there are similarly high levels in these areas. He will meet with his counterpart, Dr. Michael McBride, over video link today to discuss a coordinated approach.
The National Competitiveness Council has made a series of recommendations to government to help workers and employers cope with the ongoing impact of COVID-19. It has also urged action to solve what it describes as long-standing issues that continue to damage the competitiveness of the economy. Here's our economics correspondent, Robert Short.
The unpredictable course of COVID-19 means it's hard to gauge how it will change the economy in the near future. However, the National Competitiveness Council believes it will mean remote working will play a bigger role in the future of work. And that means the government must ensure broadband is delivered around the country and that workers and businesses are equipped with the necessary digital skills. It also marks out adapting to climate change as a key challenge for businesses and recommends the government establish a one-stop shop environmental hub and website for companies to measure their carbon footprint and access information and supports on reducing it. It identifies what it terms the long-standing issues that continue to hamper the competitiveness of the economy and urges specific actions to tackle the high cost of financing, insurance, housing and childcare.
A 51-year-old man has been found guilty of the murder of an Irish woman in Australia 23 years ago. Bradley Edwards was convicted of murdering 27-year-old Kira Glennon in Perth in March 1997. He was also found guilty of the murder of another woman, Jane Rimmer, a year earlier. He'll be sentenced in December. The European Commission must decide before the end of today whether or not it's appealing the General Court of the European Union judgment in the Apple tax case. In July, Apple and Ireland won their court challenge against the European Commission's €13.1 billion tax ruling 4 years ago. Here's our business editor, Will Goodbody.
In its judgment, the General Court of the European Union found that the Commission was wrong to declare that two Irish-based Apple companies had been granted selective economic advantage and, by extension, state aid. The Commission had 2 months and 10 days within which to appeal the decision to the EU's higher court, and that time period expires at midnight tonight. Such an appeal could only be made on a point of law, not on the facts of the case. Following the court's decision in July, some experts expressed the view that the strength of the judgment provided little scope for an appeal by the Commission. Earlier this week, though, Brussels-based media cited sources as saying it was likely that an appeal would be lodged. If it is, it could be 2 years before it's concluded. But if it's not, the National Treasury Management Agency will begin the process of returning the €14.3 billion in tax and interest that was placed by Apple in an escrow account 2 years ago.
Registration for this year's postponed leaving certificate examinations will open next Monday morning. The exams are due to begin on the 16th of November and will run during evenings and weekends. Any student who had previously registered for this year's exams before the introduction of calculated grades is eligible to sit the November tests. And the time now is coming up to 6 minutes past eight.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Ulster Bank. Thinking of switching your mortgage? The Ulster Bank mortgage team are available to talk. Hail, rain or shine.
fresh and breezy today with good sunny spells and scattered showers. The showers will be mainly across Ulster, Connacht and North Leinster. However, it will become drier into the afternoon as showers clear into the Irish Sea, feeling cool with highest temperatures ranging from 11 to 14 degrees.